Floyd Valley Community Health was recently recognized as a 2019 Premier Performer by SHP Best. This is the fourth consecutive year that Floyd Valley Community Health has received this honor and was one of just four programs to receive recognition this year. The annual SHP Best program was created to acknowledge home health agencies that consistently provide high-quality service to their patients. With the largest home health consumer assessment of healthcare providers and systems benchmark in the nation, SHP is in a unique position to identify and recognize organizations that have made patient satisfaction a priority and have been rewarded for their efforts with high marks on the HHCA HPS survey. SHP Best Award recipients are determined by ranking the overall score of all SHP HHCA HPS clients. The providers that rank in the top 5% receive the Premier Performer Award. In addition, all award recipients must have scored better than or equal to the SHP national average for the period of each of the five publicly reported domains. Tara Geddes, the community health manager, adds that this recognition is a direct reflection of the care and compassion that Floyd Valley Home Health staff demonstrates to our patients each and every day. She says that the staff is committed to ensuring our patients meet their individual goals while in the comfort of their own home. We are very proud to have received this Premier Performer Award for patient experience for the fourth consecutive year, and we are grateful to have the privilege to provide high-quality home health services to our community. The 4th of July weekend is usually a time for candidates running for office to make appearances at parades and picnics. Most parades, though, have been canceled out of concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. University of Northern Iowa political scientist Chris Larimer says that these kinds of Independence Day campaign appearances are usually a good chance for candidates to make a good impression on voters in person. But the pandemic has shifted that focus for campaigns.
Not having those interactions certainly changes things for the campaigns. It forces them to continue to try to think creatively. Okay, how can we get in front of voters? How do we establish a comfort level with voters? But I think right now voters are thinking about other things.
Republican U.S. Senator Joni Ernst's bid for re-election is the most high-profile statewide race this year. Polls have shown her in a tight competition with her Democratic challenger, real estate executive Teresa Greenfield. She does not have any public campaign events scheduled for today, Saturday. However, Senator Ernst did appear at a motorcycle rally in Algona and a boat parade in Clear Lake on Friday. As many of us fire up the grill during this holiday weekend, a southwestern Iowa dietitian urges everyone to follow the proper safety precautions. Emily First is a registered dietitian at Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak, and she says that the process to proper food safety begins at the grocery store.
It is very important that we take care of the food before we take it to the grill. So when you go to the grocery store, make sure that you get all your meat products in one bag and all your veggies or your other groceries in different bags so they're not cross-contaminating.
If you transfer your raw burgers, brats, chicken, and other meat products to a cooler, First says to make sure that they stay below 40 degrees.
I know it's hard sometimes when you are taking a whole bunch of things to a cookout or a picnic. So just making sure that you're packed and ready to go and keeping everything safe.
First says that constantly washing your hands as well as cleaning utensils like tongs, spatulas, and grills is also a good safety measure. Using a separate meat thermometer is also recommended, even if the grill that you are using already has one.
I would get a meat thermometer, especially as time goes on with a grill. It's not as safe as it goes on, and it might not be as accurate, especially if water gets in there.
And First says that it is recommended that whole cuts of beef, pork, and lamb are cooked to an internal temperature of at least 145 degrees, as well as fish. Hamburgers and other ground beef products should be cooked to at least 160 degrees, while all poultry and precooked meats, such as hot dogs, should reach an internal temperature of 165 degrees. If there are leftovers, First urges we store and put away that food in a timely manner to prevent cross-contamination or food poisoning. Some fireworks outlets reporting increased sales as the number of community Independence Day celebrations and fireworks shows have dropped dramatically with concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. State Fire Marshal Dan Woods says if you decide to buy your own fireworks, you do need to keep safety in mind.
You know, try to keep 300 feet away from any buildings. Have a fire extinguisher there, a garden hose. Generally be careful when you're lighting them.
There are all sorts of fireworks available, from bottle rockets to complex launching devices that shoot several flaming balls into the sky. Wood says that you should make sure that you understand what a firework does and how to use it before setting it off.
You know, read the directions. You know, if you do light one, it doesn't go off. You know, let it set for a while. Stay away from it. A lot of the manufacturer's recommendations are, you know, wet it down with water, just to make sure, you know, it's not still lit inside, you know, after you let it set for a while.
Some other tips from the fire marshal: refrain from drinking alcohol before and while discharging fireworks. Keep spectators at least 6 feet away from lit fireworks, and always supervise children near or handling fireworks. Even simple products like sparklers can be dangerous, burning up to as much as 2,000 degrees.